What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries, to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hi, everyone, dear listeners. This is a new show. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and get all fired up about what happens when you say goodbye to your old soul, small self, and say hello to your soul. At the end of the show, we also will have this soul-guided moment where I'm going to share with you how I found my soulmate, the father of our five children today. But today, it's going to be so exciting because we have such a great show. We have an amazing guest, Kimberly Ann Kutz, who's going to talk with us about discovering your divine worth. Because if you're holding back from pursuing what you want and living your true potential, or if you feel stuck or in doubt, or you have worry or negative self-talk, or you create distractions in your life to avoid feeling unfulfilled, or you deny your true desires, did you know that feelings of unworthiness are a leading reason why people experience these issues? Best-selling author and life coach Kimberly Ann Kutz can help you connect with a greater sense of confidence and purpose and self-worth. And she's going to share with us some of the number one causes of unworthiness and how we can transform them. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, we're going to bring you the most gifted experts and coaches and speakers or authors to help you begin that life to abundance and adventure and happiness so you can live your purpose out loud. Now, at the end, I'm going to tell you about my super gift that now is for free. I am going to give that to you, and I'll talk about that later. It's the 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams. It's on my website, yoursoulguidance.com. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how to activate that unique gift, and how to bring that to life. So what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life, you open that door, and you say goodbye to your small self and say hello to your soul? That's why today our special guest, Kimberly Ann Kutz, is here. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to share with you.
Wow. I want to tell everybody, I'm so happy you're here, tell everybody about you. I know Kimberly Ann Kutz as a colleague, as a friend, and she's just one of those most authentic persons in everything she does, everything she touches. She is such a true example of living an extraordinary life. She's filled with wisdom, compassion, and power, and she's really has made all the stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Kimberly Ann Kutz, she is a life and business development coach. She's a spiritual counselor. She's the author of the best-selling book, Divine Worth, Break the Bonds of Unworthiness and Create the Life You Desire. It's an amazing book. I mean, I've read it in one go, and I not only use it in my personal life, but also in my coaching too. Kim's passion is really to shift the consciousness on the planet from fear to love. She's helping people live the lives they desire by connecting them with their true worth, their potential, and their purpose. Kim is a certified habit of attraction life coach. She's a holistic health practitioner. She's a spiritual healer practitioner, a Reiki master, a massage therapist. She's certified as a reconnection healer. And she's also a peace minister ordained by James Twyman. And Kim is just amazing. She's written other books. And the fun facts about her is that she loves to read, to write, to belly dance, to camp, to travel. She's just such an inspiration. She's a wisdom guide, deeply spiritual. And here is Kim. Hi, Kim, again. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it, Saskia.
Kim, I mean, where in your life have you been feeling that your soul was calling you, and did you answer that calling?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and the first thing that came to me when you asked me that, to be authentic with the answer, is to say that I think hearing my soul's calling for me has come through many of my challenges in life. And maybe it's because I wasn't getting it at first to begin with, but the challenges that have come into my life and through my life from a child up until this point, I have learned have been some of my greatest gifts. And some of the ways that I have been guided to transform that are ways that I help other people. So it's almost, you might have heard that phrase, your mess is your message. So I think that challenges were a big way that my soul was speaking to me to get me to listen.
How have you faced these challenges, Kimberly?
Well, I was really not wanting to face them at first. I struggled with addictions and things like that because the pain in my life and the challenges seemed so great and overwhelming that I, at first, didn't want to look at them. You know, I tried to cover them up or to make things seem as smooth as possible. And really, the big key here was I was trying to control everything as much as I could. And the pressure of controlling everything and trying to be everything I thought I was supposed to really made me turn to addiction as a release for dealing with that. So it came to a point in my life where I knew that, you know, acting one way and then and also doing something else, you know, like being this person to so many people, but then behind the scenes I would drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and party to deal with all the stress that I felt in my life and all the challenges. So I felt a really big separation in myself.
Mm.
And I felt like I was two different people. And I really wanted to work through that and heal that. And, you know, being a mother, I knew my daughter was being subjected to my actions as well. So I just had this really deep desire to heal that separation within myself.
Mm.
And when I had that desire, it's amazing how when you put out to the universe what you're really desiring with all of your heart, the universe works in ways to help you with that.
Yeah. And is that one of the reasons, Kimberly, that made you start to write about, you know, unworthiness? As you say, it's such a common cause for, you know, delaying your self-purpose or, you know, getting into that, what you really want to do in this life.
Well, I really took my passion of writing and my desire to help others and wrote a book about self-worth. So I took the subject of self-worth, which is something I've struggled with for most of my life, and my great passion for writing and made a book about it.
Mm.
And that was so healing for myself, even though I've done so much work on this, but it seems there's always more layers and deeper layers that you can go, and it's amazing how you think, oh, I've made it this far, and then something else happens. You're like, oh, I went even deeper. So this book was a joy for me to write, but it was also a chance for me to go deeper and peeling back the layers of myself as well.
Yes, I mean, I wrote it, and I can rave about it, but it has such deep wisdom. And you write about so many of the causes of unworthiness. What are, I mean, for the listeners to, you know, what are some of the causes of unworthiness?
Well, I think one of the big causes is our beliefs about ourselves, and our beliefs are really formed from what other people tell us to be true when we're children, what environment we're raised in. We base our worth on other people's actions. So, you know, like for me as a child, my father was never a part of my life, and my mother wasn't in that of my life, but the actions that my parents took made me feel like I wasn't good enough because of their actions. So we often relate our sense of self-worth to other people's actions, how other people treat us, even when it has nothing to do with us. It's, you know, we take it so personally, especially as children when we're so impressionable. And then, you know, how kids treat us in school, what environment we're raised in, all of those things affect our personality or have a way of creating what our personality is. And we often get stuck, and this is the second part one of the big reasons or the big ways that unworthiness exists is we view ourselves as our ego self or as our personality, where that's not really who we are. We get caught up in thinking that we're the who of our personality rather than the what, which is the divine essence of God, creator, source, whatever word works for you to describe that great power that creates life and sustains life.
Mm. And what can it affect, Kim, the unworthiness?
Oh, unworthiness affects every part of your life, your health, your relationships, your sense of purpose, your confidence, your abundance. I mean, everything is affected by your sense of worth. And, you know, the law of attraction has been so popular these past years, and it talks about how we attract to us based on our level of energy. So, and I attribute our energy to being our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. So if our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions are operating from a belief that we are not good enough or we're not worthy of receiving or having or being or doing, then that's what we operate. It's like a computer program that we're operating from in our life. That's what we attract to us. That's what we give out. And it really takes a change in your mindset and going deep into that belief of recognizing that unworthiness might be existing, because it shows up in many disguises, or what I call masks. So I can talk with you about what some of those masks are.
Yeah.
And these masks are a way that unworthiness kind of hides behind. So you might not be walking around going, oh, I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough. But some of the masks that unworthiness hide behind is addiction.
Okay, now hold that thought about mask. I would love to hear more about the mask, but we're almost going to take a break.
Oh, yeah. Let's do the break first.
Yeah, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, Kimberly Ann Coots. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will talk more about all the masks of unworthiness, how they can manifest in our life. And for any one of you, if you are listening and from young age, you know, you have a unique gift or you don't know how to express it, visit my website, www.yoursoulguidance.com, and check out our soul coaching or our soul tribe coaching. And if you want to find more about Kimberly and Coots, how she can help you, go to www.kimberlyandcoots and stay tuned. We will be right back.
Roel, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. So tell me, can you hear your soul, that faint knocking in the background of your life? And how much longer can you ignore that? If you like to open the door to your soul and begin to live your calling right now, you can contact me for soul coaching or join our soul tribe. We all have a soul path, but you may not know how to get there. Don't stay stuck. Let me help you take that first step. And contact me on www.yoursoulguidance.com, and we have our special guest here, Kimberly Ann Kutz, who is talking with us about Discover Your Divine Worth. But before we continue, Kimberly, I would love everybody to know how they can contact with you. Could you give us your website?
Absolutely. My personal website or my business website is KimberlyAnnKutz.com. That's KimberlyAnnKutz. COOT as in Tom, S as in Sam. And I also wanted to give you the website for the book, Divine Worth, Break the Bonds of Unworthiness and Create the Life You Desire, because there's four guided audio meditations that you can download there. And that is divineworth.com.
Thank you so much, Kim. This is great. So I want to talk with you a little more about the different masks, how the mask of unworthiness can show up in our life, because I know there's a few. Could you share that with us?
Sure. Some of the most common masks of unworthiness are procrastination, where you put off doing what you want to do, busyness, being overly busy, you know, making your schedule just crazy and hectic. You don't make time for yourself. Being a perfectionist, where everything has to be perfect and trying to control everything. Most of these were my masks that I've worn at one time or another, by the way. addiction is another way that unworthiness is covered. Codependency and people-pleasing, you know, really having a desire to please everyone and feeling your sense of self-worth based on praise that people give you. Being a victim. Superiority, wanting to be better than others. Denying yourself, or low self-esteem, is another mask. Being critical of others, judging others. And the last one I wanted to mention, which is common, but many people don't recognize it unless you say it to them, is not being able to receive or not being open to receive. You know, many people are good at giving, but when it comes to receiving something, they have a hard time receiving, or they feel guilty about it, or just don't want to receive or don't feel that they can receive. So those are some of the most common masks that unworthiness hides behind.
And I know you described that really more elaborate in your book, Kimberly. But if we hear about all these different masks, do we all have a few masks, or can we at some point really drop certain masks?
Absolutely, they can be dropped. And there's, you can have one, you could have 10. I mean, and they may come into play in different times of your life or different situations that you face in your life, different periods of your life. But you're able to change them or to really let go of those masks when you become aware of them. And as I mentioned, these are masks that unworthiness wears. So you may not be walking around going, oh, I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy. But when you really look at these masks and see if you're wearing any of them or when they might come up for you, and really think about or ask yourself why you're wearing it. What is the mechanism of protection it provides for you? What is it protecting you from, or what is it serving for you?
Mm.
And really exploring that question most likely will lead to the answer of a feeling of unworthiness of some type.
Yeah. And is it unworthiness, is that something different than self-esteem, right? Worthiness or self-esteem. I know there's a difference. How could you describe?
There's a difference, but they're very much intertwined. You know, your self-esteem is really kind of a reflection of your how you value yourself. Mm. If you don't think of yourself and value yourself highly, your self-esteem will be reflected in that. Or you may portray a high sense of self-esteem even though underneath you don't have that. And that would be the mask of superiority. So it's like puffing yourself up to cover your fear of not being good enough.
Right, right. And you talk a lot about the ego in the book, and you write even like at some point it's like a quote, the disempowered ego asks, how is the world serving me and what can I get from it? And the empowered heart asks, how can I share with the world to create and experience more joy? I mean, it's like the small self and the big soul, right? Like in this conversation. Can you talk a bit about this?
Yeah, I want to talk about the ego just for a moment. You know, the ego often gets a bad rap, you know, in our spiritual circles, you know, the ego can have a bad rap and there really is a purpose for it. But as you had mentioned, the word disempowered, you know, our ego really runs off of our beliefs. So if our beliefs are disempowering, our ego is going to be disempowered. And our ego, again, is really our personality. It's the who that we think that we are. And our personality can be changed. An example that I give in my book is if you look at a child who is born into a family that doesn't give that child love and doesn't support that child and doesn't nurture that child, you know, that child will probably form beliefs that they're not good enough or that there's something wrong with them. And their personality is formed from that. However, if you take that child and put them into a home that's loving and caring and nurturing, they then start changing their beliefs about themselves. Their personalities change, their personality changes and the beliefs change. So our personality or our ego is very impressionable and can be changed. So we can actually choose what we want it to be. But when we're younger, we don't know that we have the power to do that.
Mm.
And if our beliefs are empowered or positive, then our ego acts from those empowered beliefs. So it really works to our advantage or disadvantage based on the program we're feeding it or the beliefs that we're feeding it. So you can see from what I've said throughout our sharing how important your beliefs really are.
Yeah.
And there's so many beliefs that we don't even know that we have because we've just been conditioned with them and we just believe them to be true. So a very powerful exercise is to start getting in touch and becoming aware of what you believe.
Exactly. And I mean, our beliefs, it's true. They determine our destiny. And when we become aware of our beliefs, it's just amazing, right? How freeing it is if you can at some point let beliefs go.
Yes, and that's an important distinction that you just said. You know, if you're aware of a belief that you have, but you're not able to let it go, it can really wreak havoc in your life. Like, you know, my struggles with addiction, when I ended my addictions, I had all these beliefs and feelings coming up about not being good enough, and I didn't even realize that I had them because I hid them through my addiction. So letting go of the addictions and really, which was like the smoke screen that kept everything behind or buried all of those negative beliefs about myself. When they started coming up, rather than running away from them through going back to addiction, I really sat with them and said, wow, I didn't even know I felt this way about myself. Do I really believe this to be true? And I want to point out that I did not go through that process on my own. I had friends and spiritual counselors and different support systems that that helped me to face those beliefs and really change my mindset. And, you know, I just want to make the point that it's very possible to change and shift beliefs that no matter how conditioned you are with them or how deeply embedded they are in you, they can be changed and shifted, and your entire life and reality and sense of yourself changes as well.
No, that's beautiful. If you talk about, I mean, you talk about in the book about the worthiness molds. What is that, Kimberly, the worthiness mold?
Well, we tend, in our society, we tend to have this kind of unspoken mold of what worthiness is in our society. You know, it's about what you look like and it's about what you have. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with material wealth. The nice house, the nice car, money, the corporate job, you know, the 2.5 kids and the dog named Spot, kind of the American dream, has been in our society in America for a long time. And often as children, we're told, you know, when you grow up, you have to go to college and get a good job and get married and do these things and look this way. And many of us don't look the way that the models on the billboards look or in the magazines look like. And we, you know, we can tend to feel that we're not living up to that mold or that model of worthiness because we don't look like that. Or we don't have the things that, the material things. And, you know, I can say from experience that because I've gone from living in poverty to making six figures a year as a single mother and having all the things that I thought that I needed to be worthy. And even after having all those things, didn't feel any better about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because our true self-worth is unconditional and it already exists. It's not something that we have to prove, but we're conditioned growing up that we have to prove that we're worthy, that we have to prove that we're good. And if we don't fit into this mold, we have to try extra hard or do things that we in our heart don't really want to do. And that's something that causes a lot of suffering is that we, in trying to live up to this mold, we let go of what's in our heart, what our heart is calling us to do. And that's why I love what you do, Saskia, in helping people to find their soul guidance because it brings them back to themselves.
Well, thank you, Kim. We are going to a break. And you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. When we come back, Kimberly will talk even more about how to get to that divine worth and express your dream and your potential into the world. If you are wondering how to follow your heart's desire or you look for getting in touch with that true potential of you, you can visit www.yoursoulguidance.com. If you want to know more about our special guest, Kimberly Ann Kutz, you can visit www.kimberlyannkutz.com. We'll be right back.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages, repeated doctor visits, painkillers that don't work, just not doing the things you love. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor,
Or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies and gents, turn up the sound. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. So tell me, is your soul talking to you yet? Because when you ignore your soul might do just some crazy things to get your attention. If you like to open the door to your soul and begin to live the life you secretly dream about, go to www.yoursoulguidance.com and get your 21-day free training, the roadmap to your soul. Now, today we're having our special guest, Kimberly Ann Coots, talking about discovering your divine worth. And it's such a great topic. I'm sure, Kim, everybody's glued to their seats. So let's get going with this. I mean, let's talk about the topic of abundance. Is there a connection to the flow of abundance, and how is self-worth involved in that?
Well, as I mentioned a little while ago about the law of attraction, and it states how your energy attracts, your energy attracts like energy. Your energy is your thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. And when we have unworthiness, whether it's subconscious or conscious, we often sabotage ourselves in receiving or attracting what we want, or we don't go after, we don't do the things that we want to do because we believe we're not good enough to do them. So that kind of brings in that mask of procrastination where, you know, we want to do something but we feel like, oh, I can't do that, or, you know, a great exercise, which is one of the 25 exercises in the book, Divine Worth, is to write what your desire is. You know, my desire is, like, for example, if, say, I was getting ready to write my book, and I said my desire is to write a book, and I would write down what characteristics would be helpful in writing for a best-selling author, and writing down what the characteristics of a best-selling author might be, and then asking myself, Do I feel that I could be those characteristics? Could I be, like, for example, if confidence was one of them, patience, things, you know, those types of characteristics, and ask myself, can I be those characteristics? Do I believe that I can be? And if there's any that I don't feel that I could really be, it's asking myself why. Well, why don't I feel I could be that? And that will help bring up the disempowered beliefs that you're holding, because those disempowered beliefs sabotage you. And they hold you back from pursuing what you want and opening up to receive that flow of abundance that we're all a part of. So it's often ourselves that get in the way of creating or accepting abundance. And I think of the flow of abundance as a cycle of giving and receiving. So we're sharing our energy, and that could be through our words, through the work that we do, through our actions toward ourselves, toward others, you know, whatever energy we're operating from, and what we're giving out, as well as the energy that we're taking in. And energy can be money, it can be food, it can be the energy of others that we're allowing into our life. So it's not always just about our energy. It's about the energy that we allow to take in from others around us. So if we are, for example, like when I was younger, some of the boyfriends that I had did not treat me well. But I felt like it was because I wasn't good enough and I deserved to be treated that way. So I was really missing out in the abundance of having a loving relationship because of my beliefs of not being good enough and accepting and tolerating relationships that weren't good for me because I felt like, well, at least I'm not alone. Mm. So those are some of the ways that unworthiness affects abundance. It's the belief that we're worthy of it, that we can open to receive it, and that we are worthy and able to have a meaningful purpose in the world.
Right. Yeah, I love about the book that it has such really tangible materials, like you can work with that right away. And Kimberly, you at the end in the book, you have beautiful poetry. Why did you include that poetry?
Well, I thought it would be, the poetry in my book spans over, I want to say, 20 years of my life. And as a teenager, which was a very difficult time in my life, I practiced self-mutilation and I tried to commit suicide. I was just at a really dark place in my life, and poetry was a way for me to express myself and express that pain and have an outlet. And as I, on my journey of life, as I learned to transform some of the things that were causing me pain and suffering and those disempowering beliefs, my poetry changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I included poetry from those dark times of my life to date to show my transformation from unworthiness to worthiness. And so it's a very personal part of the book because it includes all of my poetry from the deep emotions that I felt throughout my life. But I thought it was important to show people my transformation as well, to show that I've been there and I've done it. I'm not just someone saying, you know, I'm an expert, try these things out. I've actually experienced this myself.
Mm. I know, and you write about all of that in the book. And how could that transform other people's unworthiness issue, Kimberly, by reading that book?
Well, the book is really an experience more than a book, because it's not a huge book. It's only about a little over 100 pages, but there's over 25 exercises in the book. So I share with you insights as well as some of my personal journey along the way, but then I give you 25 exercises to do so that you can apply those insights to your life personally. Mm-hmm. So it's a very transformative book, and I broke it down into three parts, one being talking about what unworthiness is, the second part talking about, or the awareness of unworthiness is the first part. The second part is about healing. And then the third part is about joy and fulfillment. So it's really kind of creating a new foundation for yourself and where to go from that point of transformation and building the life that you desire.
And Kimberly, if you know, people sitting here and thinking, well, my unworthy issues, you know, are running pretty deep because I'm in an abusive relationship, or, you know, they suddenly, you know, look at their bank account and think, well, we have no money in the bank, so maybe I'm not worth anything, or they come to see that clearly. What is the first step out?
The first step in transforming unworthiness is having the desire to want to transform it. I mean, that's, you know, awareness and desire is the first step. To be aware that you want to or have the desire to change, to change anything, whether it's your unworthiness or anything in your life, the first step in change is becoming aware that you want to change and having the desire to change. So that's the first step. And, you know, there's no perfect roadmap to that. Everybody has their own journey, but I can tell you, like for me, I made rapid, big changes in my life quickly, where other people that I've worked with have taken it very slowly and one step at a time, and there's no right or wrong way. But just having the desire to claim your true divine worth, which is unconditional and it's already there, it doesn't need to be proven, but to have that desire to connect with it from a place of joy, not a place of need. That's something I stress in the book, is don't read this book or do these exercises feeling like you need to fix yourself. The whole book is about helping you realize that you're already perfect just the way you are, and that there's nothing that needs to be fixed. It's really a journey to discovering your true divine worth, which is already exists within you. So coming from a place of joy in this journey of transformation rather than a need to fix you is I think, a big part piece. And you can see the energy from the two different places are completely different. So kind of starting out your journey with the desire to discover your true worth that's already there, coming from a place of joy and excitement.
Yeah. And if we, I'm just thinking for myself, I mean, if we grow on our journey and we undertake certain steps and, you know, we get there and then we want to take it a step further and another even bigger step further, is that where then unworthiness can show up over again?
You know, it's amazing how it can pop up even for me now, even, you know, these days. I've worked so hard on transforming it. And not from a need place, but just from me being the instrument of helping people to transform their unworthiness has been my path to experiencing it. But I still, there's still things that come up, because as you step outside of your comfort zone and you start doing bigger and better things in your life, that small self that we have will still come up and say, oh, but this is scary, you know. So it's not that you transform it, it's never going to happen again. It's just that when it comes up, you know how to work with it differently. You can be grateful that it's there, that voice that says, oh, I'm not good enough to do this, or I'm scared to do this, to say, oh, thank you for bringing this to my attention, this fear to my attention. But now you can make a choice on what you want to do with it next, rather than just automatically hiding or automatically making yourself small.
We almost are going to take a break, and I really don't want to stop you, but I want to make sure that you can absolutely finish that story, but I want you also to give the last inspirational message for the reader, and that you tell the listeners where they can find your website before, you know, we say goodbye and thank you so much. So please share your last, you know, inspirational message, or, you know, finish up what you were saying, because that was very important, and give out your website.
Well, the website for the book is divineworth.com, and you can order the book on Amazon, and you can get the free audio meditations on divineworth.com as well. And my message that I just want to leave with is just to celebrate everybody who's listening and honor your divine worth that's already there and already exists within you, and I celebrate you, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen and share with me today.
Thank you so much. I have so much enjoyed your story, Kimberly, and you're telling about your book, Divine, Discover Your Divine Worth, and I'm sure the listeners loved it too. This is Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're going to go on a quick break, and when we return, we have our soul-guided moment. And we talk more about how you can listen to your soul and say goodbye to that small self, as Kimberly so beautiful has talked about. And I will share with you about finding your soulmate. So stay tuned. We will be right back. And
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and right now we're going to have our soul-guided moment. And in this moment, I want to talk with you a little bit about why it's so important to be guided by your soul and why I would suggest you should be following your soul, because your soul will always lead you to the best destinies. Your soul leads you to your dream. And if you want to know what is your soul is that voice, that inner gut feeling inside of you that really knows about your purpose. It knows how to get there. And, you know, you may not understand how, because your mind may get in the way and logic takes over. Or you may think, I may be considered really out of my mind if I take that step. And suddenly other people might think that. In my life, I have followed the guidance of my soul every step of the way. It wasn't easy. And I have given up my old small self and reinvented my life multiple times. And you bet, every single time, there must have been quite a few people who thought I was absolutely out of my mind. And, you know, yes, I was, because you can't follow the path of your mind and the path of your soul at the same time. You may combine them at some point. I gave up my marriage, my job, my family, my friends, my country, my expatriate life, my MG sports car, all of which I dearly loved, and not once, multiple times. And people have asked me, do I believe dreams come true? And I say yes. If you follow and trust that inner GPS within and follow through with faith that the universe will conspire in your favor, and you keep moving no matter what roadblocks show up, you get there. I can even help you, but I'll talk about that later. And it has brought me so much more. I mean, I live now absolutely with my soulmate, the man of my dreams. I have the 5 children in the house of my dreams, in the land of my dreams. And yes, I also am encountering still all these roadblocks I have to overcome. But I love my life. I love the fact that I listen to my soul and where it brings me. But I want to share with you an example, because every week I want to teach you week by week how you can get in touch with your soul. And years ago, when I was married to my first husband, I met my soulmate. I met the man of my dreams, basically, the man I'm married to now, and I have five kids with. And I want to read you a little excerpt from the book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, the best-selling book I wrote, A Suitcase Full of Faith, How One Woman Found Her Dream, Trusting the Compass of Her Soul. And this is about how I met my husband. We were in Southeast Asia. This was on a field hockey tournament. And I came with a team from Singapore. And he was also Dutch. And he came with a team from Taiwan. And we met in Jakarta. So this is, I'm going to read to you the moment we were introduced. "Hi, I'm Siep," he says with a loud voice while he shakes my hand too hard. He looks me straight in the eyes, and the shake of his hands resonate in my heart. And within that split second, the familiar voice of my soul says, "It's him, the man of your life. He's the one." I blink my eyes and let go of his hand. An instant later, I answer my soul. "No, I'm married to Josh, and he's the nicest man in the world. Why would I choose to be with someone else?" I hear no answer. Soul is silent, and deep inside of me, I know I can't argue with the truth. It is him. A second later, Siep turns around and runs away. The spell is broken, as if this magical moment never happened. My heart pounds like I ran the Southeast Asia marathon myself. For a split second, my train of thought skip all the stations in between, and I race to the end station named Destiny. Was that the place I was to go within? I trust that if the thoughts I have reflect my heart's desire, it is worth taking the risk. No matter how big or how painful, the consequences are mine. I take a breath and shake my head and let go of my thoughts. Where is my hockey stick? I better hold on to my magic wand to manifest the future I have in mind. And this is an excerpt, and I want to ask you, I mean, what is, this story is for you. I mean, if you would put your hand over your heart and you ask, what if I listened to my heart's desire? Where would that lead me? You know, that's your soul path. And we all have a soul's path. And it's really, like Kimberly talked about, it's absolutely asking yourself, what do I really want? And if you're sitting here today and you're thinking like, you know, I've always wanted to find my soulmate or to change my career or make a lot of money or travel all over the world or lose 50 pounds. Who am I kidding? You're not kidding anyone. This is your soul calling you. Where's your worth? Absolutely. This is where you have to make the choice, where you can make the choice from living your dream and facing, yes, you know, in that journey, I did face, I mean, a lot of stumbling blocks, but I pursued it. I mean, it isn't all about easy because it isn't easy, but it's really like in the end, it's really worth it. When I left my marriage, which I thought was very happy, I couldn't ignore the calling of my soul. And usually that voice is very, how should I say that? It's kind of doesn't say much. To me, it's like, okay, go there, do this, do that. It's him. You know, I followed it, and it's really, really worth it. And I mean, I became homeless when I left Singapore and came to Holland. And I had to face all these people who asked me if I was absolutely out of my mind. And, you know, nobody understood. Nobody understood. But deep in my heart, I knew that was my truth. So if you listen now, tune into your heart's desire. I mean, think about it. What is your soul calling you? Where do you want to go? And when I work with people, the first question we usually ask is, you know, what would you do if you couldn't fail? And what would you do if money wasn't an issue and you had free range? And that's the path where you want to go. And do I believe that your dream can come true? Absolutely. And I really want to help you make that jump start. And I want to give that back to you. It's one of my programs. It was sold for $150 for the last 5 years. It's free now. It's still there. And you can get instant access to the 21-day free training. It's called The Roadmap to Your Dream. And you can find that on www.yoursoulguidance.com. This is the heart of what I do. And every day I get emails from people who are really opening the door to their soul and not holding back anymore. This is what you want to do right now. Do it for yourself. Do it for your soul. Go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. I again want to thank my guest, Kimberly Ann Kutz, today for sharing such great information. And I want to thank all of you for turning into your soul guidance. I had a wonderful time. Join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific time. Next week, September 29th, I have David Paul Doyle. So have a great week and see you back next week. Thank you all. This was Saskia from YourSoulGuidance.com.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.